We spent the spring of 2016 defining the atmospheric dream pop sound of Here Inside. We were working with two other musicians at the time. Kelly McLean played drums and Christopher Bond played bass and guitar. We rebooted a handful of songs from my back catalog and reinterpreted some of the other material that we had been working on during the previous year. Well, in April of 2016, we released a two-track single that represented this new sound that was emerging. But as that summer rolled around, it became clear that both Kelly and Chris would be too busy with other commitments to continue with us. Anne and I further refined that sound into a duo format and performed a handful of shows to see if a more minimalist approach to the songs could still achieve what we were after. The answer was yes, and this new format sparked a number of new ideas that eventually became the new half of the Coalesce album. The older material was the foundation of a new sound. It was alternative music written in the 1990s and influenced by many of the atmospheric alternative bands of that time. Layered on top of this foundation were these influences of current dream pop music that was inspiring us. The coalescing of these two sets of influences became really the purpose and direction of the album. Beautiful Noise is the story of personal transformation and the support that a community can provide when the person is willing to be vulnerable within that community. I knew I wanted Anne to sing this song, but writing lyrics and vocal melodies for somebody else was still very new to me. I had to also be vulnerable in my willingness to sketch out these ideas in a way that they could be presented without the distraction of a rough performance that could have had a negative impact on the first impression of the song.
Take what's killing you, put it inside me.
The next step in this process was to work with Anne line by line, like adjusting the melody to better fit her voice and letting her do an edit on some of the lyrics.
Your energy trapped inside of you. All you had to...
At this point, we're fully collaborating on these songs by listening back to each iteration of the demo process, making suggestions and trying things. Anne suggested the background vocals, and I wanted to layer in some found sound, both of which have become really a signature part of the song.
Look to the glowing sky. All of your pain. And darkness fades away. Out of your mind.
And occasionally you stumble upon a happy accident. One evening during rehearsal, we were doing some warm-ups and testing some vocal effects. Beautiful Noise was the song we were going to work on, so we did it in that song's key. We really loved the sound of the harmonies and the effects, so we immediately transformed what we were doing into an intro for the song.
Oh.
I think Misunderstanding is my favorite of the new songs. It came together very quickly, starting with a few variations on what would become the definitive guitar riff. Once there was a basic structure, the lyrics happened very quickly as well. I wanted to explore the idea of the inner artist or the inner creative force through an internal dialogue. What would it be like for your inner artist to be able to express how misunderstood it is?
Curtains hide the light. Stop looking past. You can find me.
Once again, I was challenged to write parts for Anne and then go through each line with her to see if the parts that I came up with would even work.
Why? Will it take you to see that I am here right now? Pull curtains down, letting light shine through into you.
I credit Anne for coming up with the final feel of the song. We did pre-production and actually went into the studio with the faster and busier percussion tracks that I had demoed. I was really set on using them, but they just didn't sit right with Anne. One night while recording the album, we went back to the rehearsal studio and talked it out. She tried to articulate what she was hearing, and then I tried to create it. It took several iterations of trial and error, but we finally settled on what became the album version, which is so much more appropriate for the message and really the theme of the song. Pressure was somewhat of an experiment for me. It's a personal song about the state of overwhelm that we sometimes find ourselves in when we take on too much and don't leave enough white space in our lives. Sometimes it doesn't seem like a project will be as complicated or as challenging as it ends up, and sometimes things just take off and spin out of control. Well, regardless of how you get there, the pressure can build up, and I really wanted to express that. Musically, however, I knew that the song needed to be a bit of a departure from what we had done prior. It couldn't be soft and sweet. It needed some kind of edge. And I think it needed to be a little bit uncomfortable. So I played with chord patterns and some progressions that were a little bit out of the ordinary for me. Some of those original ideas were too dissident, maybe even a little too dark for the theme. Eventually I found the parts that I liked, and I lightened it up a bit by layering the riffs over some old school R&B rhythms and influence over the vocal patterns.
To the water rocks before overflow. Take these stacks and throw them all away.
I wrote the vocal melody with that in mind, and the first time I heard Anne sing the verses, I knew it was the right direction. She really took the song to a new level for me. The chorus is another technique that has really become a signature for Here Inside, where we sing in harmony but not necessarily at the same time, so that the vocal parts occasionally overlap, and then you hear the two-part harmony. That technique is something that we also use on Still Point, and it works exceptionally well with the theme of that song. Still Point was one of the more challenging songs to write, but it was definitely the most collaborative and likely a blueprint for how we'll write in the future. I'd come up with some ideas for the main musical themes, but instead of drafting lyrics and demoing vocals myself to present to Anne, I just presented an instrumental version of the musical ideas. She listened to the musical ideas and came up with the concept of the song through like a brain dump of words and phrases. The theme that emerged was that of a dance, an awkward first dance where two people push and pull and in that moment figure out how to keep from stumbling around. It's a metaphor for any first engagement between two people, when they have to figure out how to move together in that moment. Rather than jumping right into a draft of lyrics, we started by just writing vocal melodies first. We knew that ping-ponging lines back and forth, occasionally overlapping in harmony, would be really great for the theme, but honestly, the first few tries didn't work at all. Unfortunately, we eventually found some patterns that we liked. After we finally settled on a melody, I took all of the ideas that Anne had used to draft the theme and shaped them into the first draft of the lyrics. That gave us enough to work with to further refine the song into what ended up on the album. So the final piece of the puzzle for the album came through the title track, Coalesce. We had 8 strong songs that we felt good about taking into the studio, 4 old songs and 4 new songs. This idea about coalescing 2 distinctly different sets of musical influence was exciting to me, and I knew it was the overall theme of the album and the overall theme of this phase of the band. I really wanted the album to have a closer that brought together those ideas, and I had been sitting on a guitar riff that I really liked. Just before going into the studio. So I decided to get kind of meta and write the story of the band from its original inception in November of 2013 to that moment in August of 2016. So it's filled with lyrics about the band and the players and the first projects that we worked on. Anne and I took that demo through the same collaborative process of refinement, and we found some closure for the project and the developmental stages of the band, and I think we really defined the band's sound.
Father's